We see it on the news every night. Many financial experts are agreeing that the markets are overdue for a quote-unquote correction. Now, when we hear this word correction, it sounds pretty harmless, doesn't it? Well, to be honest, it's about as harmless as when geologists say that an area is overdue for a, let me use those quotes again, seismic shift. Now, in plain English, that means earthquake, and that correction that the markets are overdue for, well, no one actually knows what that means until it happens. That's why, whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or let's just be real, maybe you haven't even thought about it, now's the time to get protection from that market volatility. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
This episode of Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
When it comes to retirement planning, there are plenty of options. No matter which you choose, you need to make sure you've got all your bases covered. We'll help you with that and more on today's show.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, we got a great show lined up for you today. Hey, everybody, I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. With me is John Kelly, independent advisor, representative, and president of Kelly Financial Services, an all-around good guy. Hey, John, how are you?
How you doing, Steve? How are things?
You know, good, good, good. We've talked about this before. There's planners, advisors, and brokers. Oh, my. I mean, the list of people who want to handle your money is long. The question is, how do you know who's doing the right thing? So what we did was kind of put together a list of things that your advisor should be talking about if you're working with them. And if not, then we've got a solution for you. It's called John Kelly, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So let's start. So again, you need to be talking about income planning.
Well, that's one of the places we start with, Steve, especially for the people that come from our radio show here or that come to our weekly workshops across the Chicagoland area. We show them how to maximize their income in retirement, whether it's taking a Social Security maximization report, show them how to do a restricted application if they're still eligible for, if they're grandfathered in, and then talk about different options they have with their pension as well. A lot of Americans don't realize that they have pension choices when it comes to taking their pension. So to me, if a person needs $4,000 to $5,000 a month, we start with how do we get you there? Well, we know what we're going to get from Social Security. We know what we're going to get from a pension if they have it. And then the rest has got to come from either 401ks, savings plans, investments, things like that.
Sure.
So again, what we look at there is we try to say, okay, where's the best place to pull the money from with the least amount of taxation? And I think that's where a lot of people miss the boat. They start pulling money from wrong accounts without taking into the fact the implications that they're going to have on themselves when it comes to taxes.
Right. Exactly. And I mean, that becomes a real important part of the whole thing is that decreasing your tax liability no matter what.
Well, one of the things that people are doing too a lot of today is conversions.
We got the
all-time low tax rates. You know, so we talked about taking advantage of Section 7702 of the IRS code. And one of the things is, how do we guarantee somebody 25% in retirement? Well, number one, don't pay taxes to the federal government. So, I mean, if you're in a low tax bracket, I mean, whatever you're saving, that's significant income you're keeping in your pockets. And that makes your money last longer in retirement. Because people are living a lot longer today than they did 25, 30 years ago.
Absolutely. One of the other things that I think you talk about is risk tolerance. And the older we get, the less risk we should be taking.
Well, the old rule of thumb was years ago for advisors is the rule of 100. You know, you subtract your age from 100, and it'll tell you how much money you should have at risk. But a lot of advisors today, Steve, are using the rule of 110 or 120 because people are living longer. You know, the last thing you want to do, and I think where a lot of people miss the boat, is they come up closer to retirement. They finally get the kids out of the house. You know, might have the colleges paid off. Yeah, now they realize they're a little bit short themselves when it comes to their retirement assets. So they start taking a little bit more risk. And everybody remembers what happened back in 2008. You know, I mean, the market lost 45%. So, I mean, depending on where you're at in the ball game, if you're going to be retiring the next 1 or 2 or 3 years, you really can't afford to take that kind of risk with that retirement asset. So there are definitely some options out there that people should be made aware of. And that's why I always tell people, give us a call. We'll sit down. We'll show you the options you have where you can still participate in the market. You'll never have buyer's remorse by getting out, but you'll never have any market losses. So there are definitely things we can do to help people hold on to them retirement assets.
Well, I mean, it's like a big jigsaw puzzle, and you make all the pieces fit.
Well, we try to. We try to do the best we can. I mean, everybody's situation is different. There's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all.
Right.
But I think that's why it's so important to get to know the client, you know, what their goals are, see what their monthly income needs are going to be, and then look at what they have and how do we get them there the most efficient way possible and paying the least amount in taxes.
Well, one of the other things that people find important and that they should be talking with their advisor about is legacy planning. And if they want to leave things behind or, you know, leave money behind for their kids or grandkids or, you know, whomever.
Well, again, when we sit down, we talk about legacy planning. I mean, again, I'd say, you know, most people coming in here, they obviously want to take care of themselves first, take care of their spouse, and then whatever left goes to the kids. But the best way to pass on any asset to your beneficiaries is leave it tax-free to them. I mean, so there's definitely a lot of work that needs to go in. There's a lot of collaborating that goes back and forth with estate planning attorneys, things like that. But we sit down with our team, we put together a plan. And again, we try to keep our Uncle Sam out of our pocket if at all possible. Because again, we've been paying him all our lives, and that he wants to get his last piece before once we pass on. And unfortunately, it could be some of the biggest taxes that people ever pay is after they're gone. So you might be sitting there thinking you're leaving a nice nest egg to your kids, but in essence, you know, your favorite Uncle Sam is taking a big portion of that if you don't plan correctly.
Well, and you have ways that you can, you know, that legacy, that what you leave behind can go to beneficiaries tax-free.
Well, absolutely. There's a lot of different strategies that we use. I mean, like I said, even your 401ks, like say, if we can get rid of the taxes on that over a 4 to 5 year period where the people themselves are not paying the money out of their pocket. I mean, that's the biggest knock on Roth conversions. You got to pay the taxes up front. So we take advantage of Section 7702 of that IRS code where we do it over a 5 year period. You know, the program itself pays the taxes for the client where they're not writing the checks, and they can get all the money back if they live 10 years in retirement pretty much by the participation rates. So again, it's just a matter of knowing what's available and taking advantage of it.
How important is a Roth today, a Roth account?
Well, I mean, Roths are awesome because they're tax-free. You know, you put the negative is obviously you pay that they're done with after-tax dollars. You've already paid the tax right now. But the thing about it now is we have the all-time low tax rates. But all of your future income you're going to pull out of here and any gains made within the account is all going to be tax-free to you down the road. And we always say, Steve, where do you think taxes are going to be 15, 20 years from now? Higher or lower?
Well, definitely higher. How could you argue that?
You know, you got over $20 trillion in debt. You know, now is the time, you know, to make these conversions if at all possible. Get rid of the government. Take advantage of the low tax rates. Take advantage of the loopholes we still have available to us and move on.
And it really is, I mean, it sounds simple, and it really kind of is if you're working with the right folks.
Well, again, we always say in our shows and in our workshops, who pays more in taxes, the informed or the uninformed? You know, there's so many different loopholes that are out there that people can take advantage of, but the normal middle-class person that goes to work every day, they're not explained correctly or they don't know about it. Same with filing for your Social Security benefits. Most people don't even know how they can file for spousal benefits and let your benefits grow at 8% in retirement if you're still grandfathered to be based on your current age.
Sure.
So again, there's definitely things that are available. Is it just a matter of sitting down with somebody who's got your best interest at heart?
Well, and that's you, because you're a fiduciary firm and you are obligated to work in our best interest, not yours.
Absolutely. And I think that's the nicest thing. We sit down, we have so many different options available to our clients. When they sit down here, we do the complete analysis for our clients so they see what they're paying in fees. You know, John Heron here in our office, he does a great job when it comes to doing that for our clients. And then just sitting down and putting the basic income plan in place for our people. I think that's the most important part, because for a lot of people in retirement, having $1 million in the bank isn't peace of mind. Having peace of mind is when they see their checkbook going down to zero on the 30th of every month, they know it's getting filled back up again on the 1st.
Right.
So
exactly.
Again, give us a call. We'll help you out with that.
Well, and John, really, now's a great opportunity for anybody to give you a call, set up a time. Come on in, sit across the table, and have a conversation.
Absolutely, Steve. For any of our listeners, again, come on, sit down. We'll do a complete Social Security maximization report. We'll show you how to maximize your income when it comes to your benefits from the government in retirement. We'll also do a complete portfolio analysis for you free of charge. We'll sit down and we'll break down your current investments, see what you're paying in fees, see what the performance is, if they're in line with what you're looking to do. And then for any of our listeners, Steve, who come on board with $250,000, we have an estate planning attorney set them up with a will and a power of attorney for both finance and for health care. And for any of our listeners who come on board with $500,000, we We provide them with a living trust. We help them avoid the probate process completely. So give us a call.
Boy, that sounds great, John. Finally, somebody's offering retirees and pre-retirees some good common sense and straight talk instead of all that financial double talk. And then you know it's coming. It's that dreaded sales pitch. Folks, you need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together. John Kelly and the team can translate for you all that complex financial world into very clear instructions. Now, it's an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And for anybody listening right now, the number to call is 800-477-1135. And when you do, you're going to receive that comprehensive financial review that John just described. It'll show you where you are right now. Yes, indeed. But most importantly, you'll find it's a roadmap that can help get you where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose. Call right now, 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135.
Questions from our listeners coming up next. Stick around. Maybe we'll answer your question.